We are so glad that you made the choice to join us today as we dig into the Word of God. This is Laura Perino, and I'm here with my friend Debbie Keever. So sit back, relax, and join us in the conversation.
Well, we're so glad you've joined us again for our last episode in this series called Seasons. And it's been a great month. And I think if you have to pull some of these practical things in a nutshell, life is about seasons. And God's heart for us is to live the abundant life and to thrive, not just survive, right? But to thrive in every season of life. But there are so many good tools in the Word of God for how to do this. And certainly Jesus is our model for how to transition well when one season is ending and you're not quite in your next season. Going back a little further, we looked at Psalm 23 and how the shepherd connects with the sheep in each of the seasons a sheep goes through. And so as we're wrapping this up, Laura, I think these new seasons for us, as we're stepping into something new, there's a change. And remember, it's unique to us. It's going to be new for you. It's going to be new for me. And my season will look a little different than yours. There's no cookbook. There's no, here's the easy five steps for how you can expect your new season to look. It's going to be very unique. So if you feel like something new is on the horizon, but you just can't put your finger on it, you know, this is such a good podcast for you because we're going to get back into the Word of God and a fun example from your life about how can I navigate this well and thrive when there is a season that right now it's changing.
Amen. You know, we love the Word of God. And I love when I feel a season changing or something shifting in my story, I find myself drawn to the Psalms. And as I was thinking about that earlier, I think that's because seriously, David's life was always changing. I feel like if there's one man in the Word who went through a new season, probably every other month, it seems like when you read through these Psalms, David is the guy. And so he has written very, very vulnerably in the Word, in the Psalms, how we are to live out these different seasons. And today, as we talk about how we can still bear fruit in the seasons, and that means live life to the full, right? Have the fruit of the Spirit that is to grow out of us. How can we do that and still thrive when things are changing? Psalm 1 is a really popular psalm. And many years ago, well, I won't say many, back in 2020, Deb, when God was just
putting...
It
feels like a long time
ago. It does feel like a long time ago. It was not that long ago, but when God was putting podcasts on our hearts and we hadn't really figured out what that was going to look like, I remember that you and I did some videos and posted them on the Beyond page on Facebook. And I remember we were like, well, where do we start?
We didn't know what we were doing either.
Where do we start, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was into Psalm 1 at that time. And we'll get to it in a minute, but I was also into lemon trees. And I was into these two things. And as I opened up, you know, the Word, I was like, okay, this is going to be the video. And as I was thinking about today's episode, I just kept reflecting back to that video and thought, you know what, that never was a podcast. And while in 2020, our season had changed because clearly we were all going through, you know, a thing together with COVID and being in lockdown, clearly our season is very different now. We're not in that place, but those lessons that we learned in that place about the fact that you can thrive in unexpected places, they still apply today. And so we're going to look at Psalm 1 and see what God has to say to us on how we can bear fruit in the seasons that we're in.
So we're going to pick up actually verse 3. It says in Psalm 1 verse 3, they are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit in each season. And their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. I mean, this tree gets what it needs from the place where it's planted, and it's yielding fruit like it was intended to yield fruit. But did you catch the word? In its season, it's in every, it actually means in every season where you're planted, every season, you're going to bear fruit. I love that.
I love that too. And I think it's interesting because for all of my life, right? So many years of my life, I thought it meant in its season, like an
its
apple
season.
Tree grows apples in
the fall,
season, like the fall, right? But the Word of God is actually saying in every season you can bear fruit. And I think that's really powerful. I'm so grateful for that truth. Today, we want to look at it a little differently because the word is talking about a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. And we know spiritually, no matter where we are in life, our roots are to go spiritually into the river, right? And we are to thrive in that place. But let's just take this as an analogy for us today. It's easy for me to thrive when I am planted by the river of water in my season, right? Physically, not just spiritually. When things seem to be going good and I am by the river and I've got everything I need for, you know,
Right
all the
there.
stuff that's going on, right? I feel like, yeah, I can thrive in this season. In every season, I can thrive. But if we're looking at seasons changing, what happens to a tree? And if you're not watching on YouTube, like I'm pointing at myself, what happens to a tree? What happens to me when I am no longer like planted by the rivers? What happens when I am no longer in the place where I was thriving so many times, Deb? Don't we go from a place where we have thrived in our relationship with the Lord? We transfer to another physical place, and all of a sudden things fall apart.
You think about it, you said this was in March of 2020 that we did this little video, probably weeks before the shutdown. You had just resigned from your position as a staff pastor and moved to Tennessee. So you literally uprooted things. I had resigned from my career in PT and my staff position at church. And that required me for 5 months to be physically not in our church to allow the next leadership to take over the kids program. So when we first started digging into this, we had been moved to a whole different location. So I just find I'm looking back now, right? But that was a huge change for both of us.
It is the same thing. So how do we thrive when we're no longer seated at the same table? You know, and so because seasons are going to change, and we're not always going to be planted in the physical place that we're planted in. I think also about the fact that I used to love to study God's word in my attic in my house in Delaware. And I get here and there is no attic to
No
study in,
attic.
you know, and I was like, oh my goodness, how do I study
How can
God's
I
word?
study?
What am I going to do? Where's my closet? Where's my war room? You know, so it's interesting. We can kind of lax off, or we can bear fruit in that season. It is possible to bear fruit in that season.
Yeah, it seems to me that this tree is a great picture for of us, right? In every season, because we're always something's always changing. And in these new seasons, we are no longer like physically planted where we used to be planted because our environment has changed. This is what we're talking about today. So how can I thrive? How can I still bear fruit in this season as we live with a very unexpected turn of events? You're talking about a quick change just to kind of fill our listeners in. My oldest son and his wife are they have fostered and then adopted one little girl. But a couple of weeks ago, they literally got a phone call, and 2 hours later, they are now parents of two kids that are very close in age, and life dramatically changed. So this is a very quick repotting, and it affects everybody.
That's right. I hear you on that for sure. Well, the story I want to look at today, you know, I just got back from Italy not that long ago before we're recording this, and I was in Milan, and I was fascinated because I knew that we were headed toward a talk about lemons because I love lemon trees. But there were outdoor flower markets on most corners in Milan, this big city, and here's all these blooms on the corners. And alongside all of the blooms were just these lemon trees. On trellises that to take home to your home, to keep in your home, or to put on your porch, whatnot. I've never seen so many lemons on a lemon tree. Like, I don't know, around here, I try to buy a lemon tree once in a while and I might get a bud and then eventually it falls off and I get no lemons. There must have been 15 lemons on each of these trees. I was just amazed. They were beautiful, beautiful lemon trees. And for years, I wanted to keep a lemon tree in my home. My plan was always to keep it on the porch all summer and then bring it into the house in the winter. And back to Italy, right? You can just picture like you got this beautiful, you know, the big blue, you can find them at Marshall's, big blue pots with the yellow lemons painted on them. We all have seen them there. And that was, I wanted to plant them in my house. Like my goal was to grow lemons. Now, listen, in season, in lemon season, right? When it's outside. And out of lemon season, I wanted to grow them when I brought them in. Now it's interesting because there's not many plants that they will bear fruit if they're inside or outside. It's really amazing. Lemon trees are very, very peculiar trees, but lemon trees can grow fruit inside. It's so interesting. Outside they have direct sunlight, they have rain. And so we know when they're outside, of course they're going to bloom and they're going to bear fruit just like every other tree does. But what happens when you bring a lemon tree into a different circumstance where it doesn't have the same environment anymore, right? And maybe it has some restrictions that it wasn't having in the outside, right? That blue painted pot, when it's brought into my kitchen, is no longer in its natural environment. Like, its roots are contained, its access to the sun is limited, but those trees are still able to thrive. They're still able to bear fruit.
I think the question is then, Laura, how do we thrive like a lemon tree in the new environment? Like, it's like we're always on this corner of the flower shop, and all of a sudden, somebody takes us and moves us into a new place, like the new house, right? Or the porch. I know you've tried this lemon tree transplant. I know you've tried it for years. So you've learned some things about this. So let's take some lessons from the lemon tree. Some simple gardening practices, right, that can help us today for the times that we find ourselves suddenly relocated and restricted, maybe in a very new season.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I see when I look at the lemon tree, is we have to establish a schedule. How do we, if we want to bear fruit in every season, we have to establish a schedule. All fruit bearing trees grow best when their watering schedule is the same every day. Now, a lemon tree in its previous environment, those trees were watered by the rain. So they don't have to be watered at the same time every day. This is really interesting because their roots are constantly searching for the water that is already present underground, right? So they don't have to be on a schedule. This is so huge. But when seasons change and they have to come indoor and they don't have access to the water themselves anymore, they have to be on a watering schedule because those roots can't find the water on their own. They know how to find it when they need it, but now they thrive best when you actually have it on a schedule. I just think that's, I mean, the creator, right? The way he
So
created things, amazing.
that schedule, it's like a consistency thing,
Yep.
right? If they're in a rhythm of here's my time to rest, here's my time to drink, they can, if they're in that consistent schedule, that pattern, they can stay in a healthy place in order to bear fruit, because we know you need water to bear fruit.
Yep. And if you're somebody who has been in the word for a long time, right, and you have been following Jesus for a long time, then you know that when you are in a new season or an old season, right, consistency in our time with the Lord is key. And sometimes I feel like sometimes when we say that on the podcast, Deb, it's just one of those givens if you've been walking with Jesus for a long time, but we still let it drop. Right, we still let it drop. It's almost like this is the first thing when you come to a relationship with Jesus, people at church give you a Bible and say, read it every day, pray, right? And that's keeping consistency and schedule. And yet it is the first thing when life is busy to say, I really can't do that today. So being on a consistent schedule, especially in a time of transition, is so important if we want to bear fruit. When we get out of routine, just like the roots are expecting water at a certain time so that they can thrive. When we get out of our routine, listen, our soul is thirsty and it needs a consistent watering of the word. And so if we don't get into those healthy habits, those healthy rhythms that are established on a daily basis, we're going to find ourselves not thriving. And we're going to wonder when we are the pot in the kitchen that bears no fruit, what possibly was going down.
Speaking of the pot, you have to keep changing the pot, right? In the natural environment, these like natural, just out there in the ground, lemon trees have no limits, right? Their roots can go deep, they can go wide, they can keep growing. But and they have really strong root systems. So when it's really dry, they can go down deep where the water is. They have the freedom to grow. But if you bring that blue Marshall's pot into your house, the pot itself constricts the roots for how far they can grow. And in order to maintain that healthy plant, you need to keep changing out of your, you have to go back to Marshalls and get a bigger pot, so that there's more space and larger space where the roots can then expand even more, because healthy things grow, right? Healthy things grow. Lack of growth, things become stagnant, and that's not a place where you're thriving. So you're going to have to enlarge your pot, enlarge your space to do that.
Yeah, and so what does that look like, Deb? I think that when we think about enlarging our space, it might be studying a new book of the Bible that we never thought about studying before. Or perhaps it is, okay, my favorite thing to do is to read the Bible chronologically. If you haven't done it before, I love all of the reading plans for the Word, where you maybe read a little bit of the Old Testament, New Testament, perhaps a Psalm every day. But there is nothing that I love more than reading the Bible chronologically. I feel like at the beginning of the year, I am opening up a brand new book. And at the end of the year, I close it and I say, I just read the best book I
Best
ever
book.
read. Yes. And so I feel like if you haven't done that before, that's a great way to change it up, right? See the scriptures in a new perspective. Or maybe it's join a Bible study if you haven't been in a Bible study before, change your translation, whatever it might be. But I think that when we do that, we are branching out. Our roots are going to different places. And I think that that kind of kicks new fruit into gear and it starts to grow. I think that making a little change, you might just surprise yourself.
Yeah. Then you got to take a look at your leaves. Right, man, this is just bringing back memories from Grow Beyond when we taught this at
Me too.
church.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, what that was a lesson for me that year. So you got to check the leaves. So this is so fascinating in nature, right? It's true with all fruit trees, but lemon trees are susceptible to these little bugs, right? They make their home in the leaves and they just damage it, and they're like, no, there's going to be no budding fruit on this tree. And in the natural environment, God sends birds who are hungry for those bugs. But when you take the potted plant inside of your house, there are no natural predators. There's no birds flying around your house to eat these insects. And so the underside of the lemon leaf, look, tree leaves can be the perfect dark hiding place for these. They're called like mites and other kind of insects. So those people who own the indoor lemon trees, they need to really be attentive, pull, like lift up the leaves, see if there's anything, an infestation that's growing on the underside, that it doesn't damage it overnight.
You know,
It's
this is,
subtle, right? And all of a sudden your leaf's dead and you're like, what happened?
This is just so huge too, because I think it's so important in transition. We might not even realize what little bugs, right? What little mites are getting into our thought process or our hearts. And so when we're in a new place, we need to be taking inventory of our own leaves as well. You know, have I allowed like small thoughts or small emotions or intents in my heart that really have no place in our lives? Like, have I allowed them to hide unnoticed? Transition can create tension if we allow it to, if we go the wrong way. And sometimes those little pests come in through tension, through troubled times. And sometimes trouble exposes what's hidden. So I think that it's important, like you were just saying, that we have to be taking inventory of our leaves. We have to be taking inventory on our thoughts, our emotions, to make sure that they are lined up with the Word of God when we find ourselves in a place. Again, if we want to thrive and bear fruit. And of course, we do.
Right, because otherwise you're going to have no fruit, and then why all this work?
Just more bugs.
It's just more bugs, and I'm sure they jump from one plant to the next, right?
Exactly.
The next step in the horticulture world here was get new soil once in a while. I'm laughing because I've had plants in the house where it probably was 10 years before I changed the soil, which would explain why I have all Marshall's plants in my house at this point.
I do
But
a lot
lemon
of them
trees
too.
do best when you give them brand new soil once in a while. You know, your roots kind of clear out the old stuff, replace the new soil because there's new nutrients in there. Like it's gotten everything it needed to get out of the old soil. And in order to bear fruit, sometimes you just need to totally mix it up, put some new dirt in there. Maybe you're in a new season where you're finding yourself where it is time to replace the dirt, just change things. Maybe, you know, there's a new way you journal. as you're talking to God. You and I are in the process of writing a book. We call it the Reads Bible Study Tool Approach. And for those who have never listened to podcast number 92, this was the most dramatic change for my quiet time. And this is soil that keeps reproducing, right? This is an amazing way of studying the word, but it just creates a new space to really hear his voice more clearly. It's like you can read the same quote old passage, but the Holy Spirit brings fresh revelation, and that's like fresh, it's the best potting soil that you can plant your heart in the time where you're in a transition and you want to hear God speak so loud and clear. So really consider doing mixing it up, do something very, very new in the way you study the word.
I love that. The final, well, one of the final things here is when we're thinking about being a lemon tree in a different season, is that we need to show grace to the pots around us. And I love that because, and we did mention this a bit last week when we were talking about going through seasons in an age-appropriate, classy way. I think it's important to recognize that when I'm going through a transition, when I'm going into a new season, I'm not the only one, right, being planted away from my regular river of water. And sometimes when we are the pot that has been moved, it's easy for us to say we are the only ones that have ever gone through this, and we're the only ones who are hurting. And we have to recognize that everybody, I mean, really, Deb, everybody is either going into a new season, is in the middle of a season, or is coming out of a season, right? I mean, we're all of us, every season has its challenge and has its joy. And so we're all going through something. And so I think it's important when we're sitting in our pretty blue pot to recognize that we're not the only ones that are going through it, and not just to focus on our own pot, but recognize that every season has ripple effects, and our change of season impacts other people around us. Other people are already going through their change of season, and that impacts us. You know, it's just so reciprocal. So I think it's important for us to make sure that we are showing grace to all the pots in the kitchen.
I think sometimes God changes the pots where we're planted because where we're going, they need what we're bringing. I think this whole teaching about lemon trees can produce fruit regardless of what season they're in, or even if they're spend some short time in a new environment, they can still produce fruit. But as crazy as this sounds, this is not just about making lemons, producing more fruit. This is also about impacting the environment where you are headed. And that's where I think God is. He's looking at the bigger picture. He knows who's going to be in the family room that you
That's
need
right.
to be influencing. So what does a lemon tree do, right? We know that leaves, they have this ability to give off oxygen, and that's important for everybody. So in this new place, the stale indoor air, especially if you're coming through a winter season or something, which is kind of what we feel like we're coming out of, that fresh plant in there is adding oxygen to the environment where you are. And along with the fresh air, it's beautiful. That's why people love lemons. They're bright, the leaves are shiny, and they add a pop of color in a place that maybe has felt very colorless for a while. So that repositioned plant, put it into an unexpected place, God will allow that to happen to benefit the new environment.
That's right. And so can we, right? What the lemon tree does is what is true of what we should be doing as well. You know, perhaps in our replanting or in our changing season, as God has allowed us to be taken out of one environment and brought into another, perhaps we carry the ability to breathe fresh air into spaces that have become dry and routine and lifeless around us. You know, in our world, which we know in this season, right? There's a lot of uncertainty in our world right now. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of trouble. And when we get repositioned, God is also allowing us to bring like color and certainty and life and brightness, like you were just talking to about, like into our relationships, into our homes, and maybe in some places that we've been so busy in because life just gets routine and normal when you're in the season. Maybe when we are coming out of a season, going into another one, it's kind of like we recognize we slow down and we bring new life and new color into a space that we're in. I think we can just sum it up by saying, perhaps we can bear fruit in hard seasons. Perhaps we can bear fruit in unlikely seasons, or like Psalm 1 says, perhaps, or we can bear fruit in this season, whatever the season in that we find ourselves.
I love how we can draw things in nature and take a look at the word and see it's the
Amen.
same creator, right?
Amen.
He pulls it all together, and the idea that the tree that's planted out in an unexpected place just confirms what Psalm 1 was talking about. We may no longer be near that physical river, but we're like that tree planted by the river, that river of God
Amen.
that
Yep, that's right.
flows deep within us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And trusting God, right? So that we can do it classy. We can do it in a godly way, like we talked about last week. I always love drawing analogies from nature to the word. I think God loves that. And he thought about it when he created the lemon tree, right? And then he put it in Psalm 1.
Can I just add, I do think that lemon trees are very classy.
They do. They are.
They are
They
very
are.
classy plants, so I
And
think
tasty.
it aligns
Tasty and
and tasty.
classy.
We do like them too.
This has been fun, Laura. Next month is May, and I don't know that I've shared this with you yet, but the listeners, we're going to take a whole month to talk about Laura because it's her birthday month.
I
But
don't think I'm gonna share that
know.
with me. Oh, this is
It'll
your birthday
probably,
month, though.
yeah, well, it's too late. We're
That's true.
done.
It's
We're done.
the
It's the month coming up where Laura finally catches up to Deb's by 1 year.
Yeah, getting close.
Anyhow, this has been a fun time. I hope you guys have enjoyed our conversation today. We look forward to seeing you in the month of May, Laura's birthday.
See you later, guys. God bless you.
We hope that this episode has encouraged your heart and has deepened your understanding of Scripture and has made you thirst for the more that the Father has specifically for you. If you've been blessed by this, would you consider sharing it with your friends? And thank you so much for joining Laura and myself today.